that they wanted. Right. And then they, if they didn't, why then, if anybody else wanted to buy it, they sold it.
They have.
But most of them all bought their houses and then remodel them to that. And so
some of them look so different.
That's right. They are really different.
Creative.
I tell you, some of those houses were really in poor shape when they built, because when the mill company would build the houses, you see, they would just, might say, box them up and seal them, and that was it. It just made a 4 or 5 room house. And so many people have built onto them and remodeled them and put in floor furnaces and things of that description.
Well, let me ask you another question, too, then, just about you. Evidently, you're a real close family, you and your sisters.
Oh, yes,
and so
yes.
Forth. Do you have, who are some of your other close friends? Are they retired, or do you have some people, that are, some close friends who are still working?
Oh, yes, I have.
What sort of things do they do?
Well, now, one of the best friends that I have is right up here at Lee's Crossing. As you turn, they have a grocery store.
Yes.
And one of the best friends that I have is the home economist out at the REA, or out at the Troop Electric Membership Corporation. He used to say REA.
Well, tell me a little bit about that. I know you worked, you were real active in the home demonstration.
That's right.
What sorts of things did you do?
Well, now, we had all, I made dresses, dress reviews, cooking schools,
We participated
in it, and I organized a home economics club out here in the community. They have this on account of the Negro situation. See, we had to take care of colored people, and we have no colored people if they do, they're so old they won't participate in anything, and the young ones, they don't care.
Right.
So you don't have any interest. We used to meet in the homes, but we had to do away with that on account. We had no colored people. But however, we still have a state home economics council, and of course the colored people go to that. And we still have meetings, and it's open to the public, regardless of race, creed, or color. If we wanted to, at this, what we call the rural urban building down there, right where his property is, it's the big building back this, is the rural urban building. Well, like if our agent wants to put on a cannon exhibit, it's open to anybody.
Sure.
Or if I wanted to go up there and put on catering, which I have done.
Oh, really?
I could go, but it's open to everybody.
Sure.
See, and cooking schools. We used to have cooking schools. And it was open. I've been in home economics ever since
1927. Well, how did you get talented in
interest in the career? Well, I just like to do it.
Yeah.
And I just
take the decorating off.
I do, yeah. Right. A lot of people have called me to make cheese straws. I make sandwiches and decorate them. And now I've never gone into baking wedding cakes.
No.
I said that was just a little bit too much.
Where?
If they wanted to paint and all day.
And I just made it.
But I just like to do it.
Oh, well,
and
I'm sure impressed.
Okay, well, let's see.
We've talked about the church things and the club things. Anything else about your all's life?
The cemetery. I don't know whether we covered that. Well, we call it the family cemetery. It's where most of, that's when my grandmother and my grandfather on both sides